K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Dylan from Colton.
Hey, Dylan, you win. You're caller 20.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
September 17th is opening night of Not Scary Farm. You and three friends are going to go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we had Noodles from The Offspring on our podcast. I'll get you some highlights of that, including the drummer for The Offspring drumming with two femur bones. The sinkhole that happened out in Malibu is in front of Nick Cage's house. That's odd. There was a DUI in Florida, and what's up with Florida? And a woman actually uttered these words, "I thought we were friends," to the police. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Dexter and the Moonrocks at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space, September 22nd. And yesterday, for What's Your Story, Megan Holliday and I asked for the most impressive thing that you have stolen.
Most impressive thing I've stolen.
Please.
So I lived in San Dimas, and my gal and I, Chelsea, we went through the Del Taco drive-thru. And there were two really cool cactus chairs.
What are they? Cactus chairs?
And we borrowed them for 5 years. Because I had a 6-foot bong.
Right.
So one had a step on the top of the cactus Del Taco chair, and one had a light, the thing on the bottom.
Yes.
And when I moved out, I put them back where we found them. Borrowed.
Did you really? Man. 5 years later, they got put back.
Borrowed.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Don't be so boring.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
All right, so this Florida story is about 24-year-old Elizabeth Boucher from Daytona Beach. She is drunk driving. There's a parked car, and she rams through that parked car, foot on the gas, wheels spinning in the front yard, just trying to crush that car. And then this happened.
You just hit the front of the car. You just took the car completely off.
This woman in Florida just said to the cop, "I thought we were all friends." So the officer asked the woman exactly what happened.
So what happened?
I guess I hit the front light of their car.
I guess I hit the front light of the car.
But I don't know what really happened.
You didn't just hit the front of the car. You just took the car completely off.
She smashed into that car so hard, if there wasn't a fence that stopped it, she would still be pushing it.
You have your driver's license?
Yes.
So she reaches in her purse and hands him her driver's license.
That's a passport.
All right, maybe not her license, but her passport.
May I have your driver's license? That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
So while the officers are checking things out, she pulls out her vape.
Put that away, please.
It's just a vape.
I know.
It didn't even work.
It doesn't even work? What? Why would you pull it out?
Please don't take me to jail over this.
Well, I'm sure the cop will be understanding.
So listen, this is the part of the investigation that is called the change of the hat, where we go from the civil investigation to a criminal investigation of driving under the influence.
You have the right to remain silent. With these rights in mind, are you willing to talk to me? No?
Oh, things are getting chippy.
Okay. Those are your rights.
Will you be willing to submit to a sobriety exercise to determine whether you're impaired to operate a motor vehicle?
Nope.
Now, this is the craziest part to me, because they ask her to take a test to see if she's drunk. She says no, and then as if that ends the whole night, she turns away from them and just starts walking away. Case dismissed in her mind.
No exercises. Ma'am.
Get over here.
Ma'am. Just because you don't want to talk to us doesn't mean we're done with our investigation. Yeah, I got the one.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, why are you doing this?
I am now requesting that you submit to a lawful test of your breath for the purpose of determining alcohol content. Will you submit?
No.
Okay.
I thought we were all friends.
I thought we were all friends.
I thought we were all friends.
I'm sorry. I mean, how often? I mean, oh, man, nobody thinks that's funny.
Opening night of Not Scary Farm is a week from tomorrow night, and we have a 4-pack of tickets for you coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's
This is Gisella.
Hi, Gisella. You're caller 20, and you win the tickets.
Guess what? I haven't won with you guys in 10 years. I gave up. I can't get through. I'm not the right caller.
I'm glad you called in and you won this time. You got four tickets to opening night of Not Scary Farm.
I'm so excited. I want to get scared.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We all saw the waves that were hitting the coast over this past weekend. And I saw somebody post a video on Instagram. His name is Jared. And I wanted to talk to him today about being there and what that was like. Hey, Jared.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I saw your video over the weekend. Would you mind talking about it just for a second?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, where do you live? What part of the beach do you live? Long Beach?
Yeah, that's correct. I live in Long Beach. I live down close to the beach, but probably about 2 or 3 miles from the peninsula.
Oh, so you went down there that day to see the waves?
Yeah, so basically, I always ride my bike for exercise, you know, 10 or 20 miles up and down the beach path there in Long Beach. And I usually go from down where the Queen Mary is all the way to the peninsula and back home. It had just got finished raining, and it's usually beautiful out, you know, good cloud formations and rainbows and stuff like that over the ocean. So I just went out for a ride, and as I got closer to the peninsula, I saw the tractors work in that area, and so I kind of got in closer to check it out, and I could see the big waves smashing close to the houses, smashing the boardwalk. So I kind of was like, well, let me see how close I can get to this, and yeah, I cruised on in there and got right in the middle of the action.
I love your instinct is not to turn around and go back, but to see how close you can get to it.
Yeah.
So you're taking video. Have you ever seen waves like this before in Long Beach?
No, definitely not in Long Beach. For me personally, that is the largest wave I've ever seen. When it smacked the wall, I mean, the wave went as high as the palm trees. It was crazy. You couldn't, it took us all by surprise because water had been coming over and, you know, we'd get a little wet, but it was insane that one was so big and just took us all by surprise and we all got soaked. And
so on the video, someone is laughing. I'm going to play it, then I'm going to ask you about it.
I was laughing, but it kind of just because of the surprise and you, it almost felt like being at a water park or at SeaWorld. Just, you know, you can't help but to laugh getting splashed unexpectedly like that.
Were you able to help anybody down there that needed help?
Yeah, there was a lifeguard, and they set up lifeguards, and in between waves, he would go out there and he would grab any of the loose boards, anything like that that was coming in, so that it wouldn't get washed into somebody or into somebody's house. The people's houses where we were at, they were doing the best to protect it that they could, you know, whether it was putting sandbags or anything like that. But, you know, it's sad to see.
Yep.
But at the same time, everybody realizes it's Mother Nature and you know, we are just kind of there for the ride, you know?
Yeah, man, that is so wild to think that 1 second your house is normal and the next second it's got water in it. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I went back there this morning. I actually went for a morning bike ride before work.
Same.
And yesterday morning before work as well. And
same.
Kind of checked out the damage on the boardwalk. And it's there's certain parts that are damaged. I put up more videos of those on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And certain houses are starting to kind of buckle and lean into the ocean. And
oh, that's not good.
Yeah, and the guy said that there's nothing they can do to fix the boardwalk right now because there's still waves coming in, so they still got to just let it kind of play its course.
Do you take the blame for the waves because you went down to the beach to ride your bike and then the waves hit? Is this all your fault?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Definitely not
all
my
right.
fault.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Just checking. Jared, thank you very much for talking to us today. We appreciate it, and best of luck.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Talk
Jared.
To you later.
Right. We have more tickets for you. A 4-pack of tickets to opening night of Not Scary Farm coming up on K-Rock. Opening night for Not Scary Farm is 1 week from tomorrow, September 17th. More tickets for you to win this half hour on K-Rock. We had Noodles from The Offspring on our podcast, 3/4 Human. It's me and Sluggo and Cat Corbett and a talking chat GPT that's our enemy. And Noodles joined us in the episode that was out Monday, and he was talking about the early days of The Offspring, other bands that they were in, what Dexter is like, and he brought up something that is maybe the most punk drum story ever.
Our bass player's mom brought home a skeleton. She worked at the VA hospital, and they were throwing out a skeleton.
Nice.
So she brought home a skeleton. You know, yeah, you guys might like this. Sure. So our drummer played Bad Habit with the femurs.
Yes.
But they disintegrated on the song Bad Habit. But at the end of the song, he's just kind of pounding on the drums. It was awful sounding.
Uno, two, tres, dos.
3/4 Human with
Kevin Cat
and Sluggo.
And AI.
By the way, drumming with femurs is a good band name. So Dexter is our guest. It's 3/4 Human. You can get the podcast wherever you get audio, or you can watch the video commercial free at patreon.com/3/4 Human. Our winner last hour said she couldn't wait to be scared. We have a 4-pack of tickets to opening night of Not Scary Farm coming up in the next 10 minutes on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, the 420 catch of the day today. I'm going to introduce most of you to a new band that I think you'll like. Megan Holliday is here now with 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number 1, a blind man in the UK has admitted driving roughly 150 miles on the highway while over the drinking limit after taking his partner's car without her permission.
Registered blind with no driver's license and drunk, Anthony Hall took his partner's car after they'd shared 4 bottles of wine in the early hours of the 29th of June this year.
Four bottles of wine.
Leaving his house in Huddersfield, he drove 150 miles before he was spotted by police swerving onto the hard shoulder. When questioned, he told police he'd gone blind 2 years ago, but managed to follow the lights of an HGV in front. The 50-year-old of Leeds Close provided a positive breath test at the side of the road, which showed he was over the legal alcohol limit.
Wow.
His defence barrister said Hall had experienced a breakdown and had just wanted to drive as far away from his home as he possibly could. He admitted dangerous driving, taking a vehicle without the owner's consent, driving without a licence or insurance, and drink driving. Hall was given a 36-week jail sentence.
Wow.
That dude was just trying to get away from his wife.
Yes,
so
was.
Badly.
Let's be honest.
He was like, I'm getting in the car. I'm getting
don't
out
care.
Of here. A blind man driving. It's insane. Okay, number 2. A former Anthropic researcher is raising big concerns about AI, warning the technology could become uncontrollable by late 2027.
These disturbing warnings from the people building AI are growing louder every day. So a researcher at Anthropic, the company behind Claude, posted late Tuesday that he quit. He wrote that the people building AI earnestly believe that it could kill us all by the end of the decade. This is not a marketing stunt. A current Anthropic team leader responded saying, we really do earnestly believe AI could kill all humans, adding he thinks it's a greater than 10% chance of that over the next decade. And this comes after OpenAI's chief scientist warned that AI models are becoming superhuman in their ability to break in and out of computer systems. The companies are calling for more coordination between governments and businesses to beef up cybersecurity now. But keep in mind, at the same time that they are sounding the alarm, they are racing and competing to advance this tech. Both OpenAI and Anthropic set to go public within months.
So somebody quit and said they're afraid AI will kill us all.
Yep.
And then the company said, you know what? AI will kill us
all. Yeah, 10% chance.
What?
Yeah. Absolutely insane. I just figure, hey, we gotta put this info out there. Number 3, an Amazon delivery driver in St. Louis feels lucky to be alive after an arrow went through the windshield of his van and pierced multiple packages while he was making deliveries.
It didn't feel real.
Amazon driver Carl McCaslin's heart still pumping after a couple of deliveries on Hamilton Meadows in Fenton Sunday afternoon.
As soon as I'm leaning down, I hear...
That sound was something going through his front windshield. McCaslin sent us this picture that shows holes in multiple packages. He thought it was a bullet until he found what it really was.
It was so powerful. I went through the windshield, 3 boxes, and I was in that little area where the arrow was as well.
Ducking for cover in the back of the truck, McCaslin called 911. St. Louis County Police say they found the man who fired the arrow. He said he was testing a new crossbow and overshot his target. A complete accident. People were relieved to find out it was an accident that ended with no injuries.
Wow!
I'm calling BS. So it was not an accident. He's like, I want to see if I can get it through the Amazon windshield.
Watch, I'll hit it. Yeah, I'll hit it. Watch.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All right, this is a band called Fat Dog. F-A-T-D-O-G. Fat Dog. It's a British band. The name of the song is Call It What You Want. It's the fourth single from, they're pretty funny, from Fat Dog's upcoming second album, Cancel Me, I'm Tired. They opened for the Foo Fighters in Europe. They opened for Kneecap. This song is Call It What You Want. It's Fat Dog, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Fat Dog, Call It What You Want. If you want to find them on Instagram, it's Fat Dog, Fat Dog, Fat Dog, three times. That's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. 1 week from tomorrow night is September 17th.
And that is opening night. I'm Not Scary Farm. We got your tickets coming up on K-Rock.
Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story? We take your calls and texts.
And for the best one, we got your tickets to come out and see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
It didn't feel real.
Amazon driver Carl McCaslin's heart still pumping after a couple of deliveries on Hamilton Meadows in Fenton Sunday afternoon.
As soon as, like, I'm leaning down, I hear...
You know what? He heard an arrow. What? An arrow.
So crazy.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
That sound was something going through his front windshield. McCaslin sent us this picture that shows holes in multiple packages. He thought it was a bullet until he found what it really was.
It was so powerful. I went through the windshield, three boxes, and I was in that little area where the arrow was as well.
It was an arrow. God.
He's back there trying to get his packages and an arrow comes through.
He could have lost his package.
Ducking for cover in the back of the truck, McCaslin called 911. St. Louis County Police say they found the man who fired the arrow. He said he was testing a new crossbow and overshot his target. A complete accident. People were relieved to find out it was an accident that ended with no injuries.
Wow. I don't want a guy in my neighborhood with a crossbow.
Hell no.
Testing it. That's crazy.
BS. He was trying to do it. He meant to do it.
All right. You had a brush with death. That's the topic today. You had a brush with death. You almost died. Do you have one?
Yeah. Well, this was back when I was in college and I went to Cal State San Bernardino for a year. I was driving up to go take a final. I'm all the way in the fast lane. I go to change lanes and I realize someone's there.
Oh.
So I spin the wheel and then next thing I know, I'm spinning out across the entire freeway. And I see a big rig, like, coming toward me,
right
head on, right on me. So, somehow, I kept spinning, and I went from being all the way in the fast lane to all the way in the slow lane, going in the direction of traffic. And I didn't even have to
the
stop.
People behind you must have gone, did you see that move?
Honestly.
That was great
it
driving.
It was like out of a movie maneuver that
wow.
was, yeah, I feel so lucky to be alive. Yeah.
I was coming back from Burning Man and saw a cow in the road and I'll swerve to miss it. And it was at night and I couldn't see what was to the left or right of me. And my wheels, I missed the cow, but my wheels fell off and I flipped the car three times.
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Like, I don't know if there's like a giant rock there. And like, I had no idea. I had that feeling like, I'm a passenger. I'm
yeah.
just going to hold on and see what happens.
And you're just all alone in the middle of
yeah.
a dark desert
yeah.
with a cow.
Upside down.
Oh, my God,
and
Kev.
Then nothing. There was no bleeding. I didn't break anything. I
yes.
got out and I was like, how is all of what happened? How did that just happen?
It's unbelievable.
It's not possible.
It's like you were protected, you know?
I think so.
Woo!
All right, you had a brush with death. Now, here's the key here. We're not looking for, you know, my brother died, but I made it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't give us...
Give us a little levity.
We're structurally unsound emotionally.
Yeah.
So don't expect us to handle too much. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and texts.
And for the best one, you're going to come out and see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
You had a brush with death. 800-520-1067. We're asking you had a brush with death.
626 says, one time I was standing in line for a show outside of the Roxy. A fire truck pulled out from the next driveway over from where we were standing and hit a fire hydrant, which sent the metal cap of the hydrant careening into the metal sign that was less than 1 foot away from my head.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
I'm Rachel, the caller 20.
You are caller 20.
Woo! All right, thank you.
You got tickets to opening night of Not Scary Farm, which is a week from tomorrow, September 17th.
Thank you guys so much.
We are doing What's Your Story, and the topic for today is you had a brush with death.
So you can call or text at 800-520-1067. And for the best one, you're going to come out and see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
We are not looking for gory stories. So...
Or really sad, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for. You have that?
I had an RV run me off the freeway doing 75 miles an hour on the I-5 north.
Wow.
My car was put into the ditch on the left-hand side of the road, came up 8 feet into the air, down on the passenger side, four times across the freeway, and landed in the ditch on the right-hand side.
You flipped four times? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
This is like a cartoon accident.
Seriously?
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Holy crap.
That's
and did
crazy.
did you get hurt or anything?
I mean, I was sore than a mother for about a week.
Sore for a week is not getting hurt. That's not
right.
That's a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah, no, my car was a triangle.
Wow. K-Rock, hello.
So this is when I was like 19 or 20 years old in college, without drinking at a bar that would not card us, which was awesome. I ended up getting back to my apartment, but fell down a flight of stairs and ended up breaking a lot of bones in my face, my maxilla and my zygomatic bones in my face.
I don't know what those are, but that sounds so painful.
Sounds bad.
It's your cheek and part of your nose.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to have reconstructive surgery and everything. I still have the x-rays and pictures and all that stuff if you guys want to see them.
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
I'm not collecting those, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. And the grossest part about it, my landlord did never clean up the blood at the bottom of the stairs, and there was a lot.
What are you talking about? Never?
Never cleaned up. I had to stare at that for another 6 months living at that apartment every day.
K-Rock, hello.
So I was in eighth grade. I went whitewater rafting with my class. There were two boats. I was in the boat with the teacher's assistant. We were hitting the rapids. We were all told to lean to get over a rock. And the teacher assistant accidentally pushed me out of the boat in the rapids.
Oh, my God.
The teacher's assistant pushed you out specifically.
Yes, yes.
Why did she hate you?
Great question. I don't know.
So you were loose in the rapids and you got out?
Well, no. My leg got stuck in between two rocks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so both boats continued on past me. My leg is stuck in between rocks. I'm, like, drowning. I'm thinking I'm about to die. I have to sit there. I came, got rescued, thank God, like, with minimal water in my lungs.
Right.
I get out, back to my class. When we're done, the other girls in the other boat were like, oh, my God, it was so scary for us. Like, we had to be left on the side, like, on the dirt. I'm like, girls, I literally almost died. Like, I was dying in there, and it was scary for you.
Oh, my goodness.
It is K-Rock and Retic talking about your brushes with death.
562 said, I was driving on the freeway in Kentucky, and I heard this angry, loud buzzing in my car. I then realized it was a massive hornet. It flew past my face and hit my closed window. So naturally, I started to roll the window down. Its wings got caught in the spot where the window goes into the door, and it got pissed. Focusing on the hornet, I accidentally drove off the freeway into a heavily wooded area.
Wow!
A low-hanging branch smacked my windshield, and then I realized I just missed a huge tree. I casually drove out of the woods and stopped nearby to recollect what just happened. Oh, my God.
We are doing What's Your Story today on K-Rock. You had a brush with death.
424 said, back in 2022, I got bit by a rattlesnake outside my friend's home in 29 Palms. I was in the hospital for 4 days, and my left leg swelled from my foot to my pelvis.
Wow.
It was the most pain I've ever felt. Took over 2 months to fully recover. Hospital bill was just shy of $1.4 million before deductions.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
That's great. Remember when you couldn't take a picture with that guy?
I embarrass myself so badly.
You're at Coachella. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. It is Megan Holiday. And we are taking your phone calls on You Had a Brush with Death.
Yes, yes. So I was waiting at a bus stop, and it was a pedestrian versus vehicle accident. So I got hit by a Jeep, like, head on.
Oh, my God.
And I slid on the concrete.
So it was like, they hit another car, but then you were there and you got hit also.
It was. They were in a hit and run, and they were chasing the person down. And the person they were chasing down saw me at the bus stop, swerved around me, and then they ended up hitting me.
Wow.
And it was crazy because the ambulance was like, oh, 2 more inches to your skull, you would be dead. Thank God.
Wow.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay. I was about, I want to say 8 years old. I was waiting on the corner to go back to school. It was lunchtime, and I had walked home and walked back. On my way back, on my corner, there was a car accident involving a Volkswagen Beetle. It became airborne and landed on top of me.
You had a VW Beetle land on top of you.
What saved me was, I saw the glass and I saw the craziness happening, and I stepped back. And I fell. So when it landed on me, I was laying down, and each wheel was on each side of my legs.
Wow. K-Rock, hello.
Sorry, I was about 10 years old. It was the day of my birthday because we went to go spend it in Mexico with my grandma and my family. Because it was the day of my birthday, my uncle was like, hey, you want to go get some fireworks? Me? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm 10 years old. I'm just tagging along. He tells his buddies. They pile up into this old 80s Buick that had no seatbelts or anything. I'm in the passenger seat. Some dude decides to play chicken with my uncle. Uncle speeds up. They end up clipping, and my uncle ends up swerving into a cement light post at about, like, 90 miles an hour.
Oh.
No seatbelts. Pretty much I got taken out of the hospital, and I got 8 stitches between my eye and my nose.
Dang, that's so lucky considering.
Considering, yeah.
You know?
I want to party with your uncle. K-Rock, hello.
All right, so anyway, I called in about getting attacked by a monkey, you guys. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Not that long ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've listened to K-Rock for 40 years. I've only called in twice. It's my second time. But no bullshit, on Monday, I had a mini heart attack.
This past Monday?
Yes, all the symptoms. I had hot flashes. I got nauseous.
You sure you're not in menopause?
I went through 3 different intervals. My I felt like my left arm was getting ripped off and my chest was going to explode. It was horrible.
And what did they do for that? You go to the hospital?
I was by myself in my buddy's backyard in Long Beach, and everybody was at their family, and I was just kicking by myself, smoking some weed and drinking some beer, and so no one was around.
So you just stayed in the backyard and kept drinking and smoking?
I mean, come on, man. I was just lucky to be alive.
Did you ever go to the hospital?
So, yes, I tried to just rest on Tuesday because my chest kind of hurt, my friends are trying to get me to go. My chest and my arm hurt a little bit this morning, but I really don't like hospitals, guys. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no one does, man. What's wrong with you?
Dude, you need to go to the freaking hospital.
Nobody likes hospitals.
All they're going to do is they're gonna take a blood test. All they're going to do is tell me to stop smoking and stop drinking. I mean, I already know.
Right, so them. I mean, he does have a point. They are going to tell him that.
Wild man.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
River rafting?
Yeah, because she was in the elements, you know?
Yes.
She's immersed in water. Her leg is stuck in rocks. That was a really close call. So that's Shayna.
Shayna.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
You are our winner.
Woo!
Are you kidding?
Not kidding.
Shayna,
oh my God, I'm so excited.
You're going to come out and see Dexter and the Moon Rocks and the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
Of September?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yay!
Yes!
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Opening night for Not Scary Farm is a week from tomorrow.
Got your 4-pack of tickets to win coming up next on K-Rock.